Paul Snowden's been kind enough to join us to chat about his only runner at Flemington tomorrow, but it seems whatever they take to the track in Melbourne lately has been winning. Paul, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Dan. How are you?
Gee, you've got a good record with the horses you're taking to the track. You know, small sort of teams in Melbourne, and whatever you're doing, it's working pretty good.
Yeah, we had a good weekend last weekend. You know, two nice horses, and obviously King of Sparta the week before. So he butters up again tomorrow. A little bit unknown, obviously, down the straight the first time, but it'll, you know, pave his way. Hopefully he can handle that, and, you know, there's more options for him.
Whether it was the key last time, it sort of had you a little bit on tender hooks, but when you were able to critique his performance and get through the going, you know, did you sort of reassess that maybe he's slightly better in that sort of ground? Like, it got to a soft seven last time, or is it maybe there was a few horses that were first up, a couple other horses that may well have been vulnerable in the ground, and you know, in a way, you know, you get an opportunity to weigh up. Is he okay on soft seven, or were there allowances that made him look better?
No, look, he gets through it, but he's not at his best. He's at his best on firm going, and he's not at his best last Saturday week, where I think the second horse, the Brisbane horse, O'Days and Matty Oyster, they're taking the team down there with intent, and they're ready to go as well, so... the horse is as forward as what you wanted to be leading into that race the other day, but it takes a bit of the polish off his finish, and that's what that doughy track does for him. You know, he got the job done, it's great, but he's better than that, and you know, dry conditions will prove it.
Little bit of rain forecast at 2 to 4 today, 4 to 6 tomorrow morning. But even, well, as long as the bureau is accurate, it's hard to see it, you know, get beyond a soft seven rain. So would there not be any concerns at the moment?
Oh, just the way Flemington handles the weather, it's, you know, I've got to take that into effect as well. So just hopefully, like Randwick, mate, we got 2 mils last night. Everyone else got absolutely sprayed. So, you know, you just see what happens, I suppose.
Okay, so he's trained on. Is he the sort of horse that gets better third up?
Look, it's not about, once he gets up to that racing fitness, it's just more or less keeping you happy and ticking over. So there's not a lot of work that sort of goes into him in between runs, just keeping him feeling well and freshening himself, and that's where he is at the moment.
Paul, you've got 3 runners for Randwick tomorrow, and as you said, you probably dodged a bullet to a little degree with it not raining as much at Randwick, which is... Well, let's face it, that probably hasn't happened for a long time, but you've got 3 chances in. You've got 2 in the one race in the 6th event there, Miss Dior and Stoical. What are your thoughts on their chances?
Yeah, I think both sort of need relatively dry going, so especially Stoical. He's coming through a hot, above average open company race at Grafton through the carnivals, and I thought he ran quite well, finished third, wasn't beaten far, but he's one of those horses that if he gets the right run, he can certainly figure in his races. And Miss Dior, well, you've seen her down the straight last start, and she just did not handle it at all. So just put a pen through that back to Sydney, and she's picked up for where she left off before she went down.
And you've got Cariff. You sort of keep thinking as an old boy. He's probably not that old, but, I mean, it was a good run first up.
Yeah, look... first up from a Melbourne Cup preparation, believe it or not, we expected it. He's been in work for a long time, and it didn't surprise us. We thought he would run well. Training a little bit different these days, so he's very fresh in himself. He's very bubbly, which is good to see for an old horse, and I think he's enjoying sort of how we're handling him at the moment. You know, he's bounced off that. You would have to think if he's exceeded that well first up, his second up run might be a bit flat, but I don't see the case of that happening on Saturday. I still think he'll run well.
Okay, so he still might be a bit of value there at Randwick. Look, at Newcastle, you got a few runners in there, and look, I'll just mention their names. You can pluck one out if you think it's worth the listeners having something on. Newcastle Race 2, Nullify. Newcastle Race 5, number 7, Absolute Star. Race 7, you've got Kabling, Leviza, and Seiko. Anything worth taking note of amongst those?
Yeah, look, Kipling's a nice horse. He's just been treading water with these wet tracks. He's been scratched on a number of occasions. He's a city class horse, so obviously fits in well with his provincial grade there Saturday. Absolute Star's a really nice horse. I think got a lot of time for him. He's had a long time off. But whatever he does tomorrow, he's certainly going to improve on. And Nullify is knocking on the door, so hopefully tomorrow's a day.
Okay, so they've got chances there at Newcastle. You'll go there positive that you could get a winner or two?
I think so. Chris Lee just rang me 5 minutes ago. He just told me that they had 10 mils of rain overnight, so we know how well that track copes with rain, so there should be really, really good conditions today, hopefully, and present well tomorrow.
I think Chris Lee's might become our weather forecaster, because I was talking to him yesterday and he was telling us about the deluge that was going to hit Scone as well. So he might be our go-to man for giving us the forecasts in advance.
Well, he was ringing just to spruik our well. His horse won the Coffs Harbour Cup yesterday. That's the only reason why he was ringing me. But we can throw in the weatherman report too, I suppose.
Yeah. No, good on him too, with Hosier taking out that Coffs Harbour Cup yesterday. You got a runner on Sunday at Sandown on bail, and you've booked Damien Oliver at Sandown on Sunday.
Yeah, look, he went to a Chugie the other day, and he's a big momentum horse, his horse, and he sort of mid-race, he got swallowed up with the tempo, was very quite lacking, and a few horses tried to get on their bike, and we just needed to go with them, and we got caught behind them. And he looks plain, but the horse can stick, and he's only lightly raced, so I think it's very important he runs well there on Sunday, just to determine whether we leave Victoria or bring him back to Sydney. But it seems to be a lot more options for him down there at the moment.
Now, what about this mouth-watering trio? Imagine, you're dreaming of three horses that you'd love to be able to get in your stable. Well, every other trainer's probably thinking this, but they go by the names of Marzu, She's a Belter, and Huetor. That's not a bad trio, Paul.
No, certainly not now. Obviously proven it at the very good level. Three Group 1 winners, and we're heading into a spring campaign with our tails up, and they've had a good break under their belts, and they're coming up really nicely, all three. So looking forward to them obviously getting back to the races.
I know I spoke to you about Marzu last time, and it seems there's an obvious path for him in the spring in Sydney in the sprint races. For She's a Belter, there's a heap of options, no doubt. Could we see her in Melbourne at some point?
Yeah, look, there's every chance of that. She's obviously she'll start off in the Princess Series here. She'll probably miss the first one. I think Furious is the second leg of that four-leg series now. So she'll do there. But again, it's obviously weather-dependent, and certainly not afraid to be switching these horses interstate when needed, because it's very vital to sort of get those nice conditions to kick off their preparations. You don't want to bust them and empty them out in their first run in a campaign when they've got getting over further and bigger targets down the track. So it's going to be interesting, especially what happens here up in Sydney with the weather, that's for sure.
And Huetor, is there any specific goal for him in the spring?
Yeah, we'll know that once we know how well he's come up. He's a Group 1 winner now, obviously. He's entered in everything, so I think, we've always said Cox Plate would be a logical option for him, and we still probably think that. So hopefully we can get there, and then, everything else will sort itself out from there.
Wow, it's pretty exciting with those three horses. A lot to look forward to in the spring. Just before you go, we did run through a few horses there, but I know our listeners at times like to have it narrowed down. Some of them only had $5 to have a bet. So if you had $5 of the horses that you got running in the next sort of 48 hours, is there one there that the whole $5 should go on?
Oh, you know what? Just have five each way and Cariff at about 25, 30 to one. He'll be a good price. You will run well, the horse, and he very seldomly lets you down. So I think he's a very good each way bet.
That makes sense to me at that sort of price. Race 7, number 4, Cariff at Randwick tomorrow. Paul, thanks for joining us, and good luck with King of Sparta and the rest of the team over the weekend.
Thanks for that.